First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Ballyfermot assault on Gardaí has resulted in a public outcry for policing reform. Now, this comes as the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, is going to seek Cabinet approval for legislation to provide a comprehensive reform of policing this morning, with an emphasis on community policing. Now, to discuss the implications of this attack on policing in Ireland, I suppose you could imagine that this is not going to improve matters for other people on the beat. I'm joined by former detective inspector and author of The Making of a Detective, Pat Murray, and by People Before Profit counsellor for the Ballyfermot Drimmen Award, Hazel de Nortún. Good morning to you both. Hazel, first of all, what is the reaction of people in your area to what they saw on social media?
There's been widespread condemnation of the level of violence that was shown late into Sunday night. And there's a piece that's been, people are saying people should be safer in the work environment right across frontline workers. And again, it's just not reflective of the community as a whole. There is going to be today, this evening at 4 o'clock outside the Garda station, a presence with services in the community just to show our support to those that were affected. And I think that's where people want to be really shown where their solidarity is at, and to be constantly having to kind of come out and speak on these levels within the community when there's so many good things that happen. It's getting very frustrating. But again, we will stand together and work together to make sure that this isn't an ongoing case, you know.
Now, we won't talk about the individuals because arrests have been made and charges have been brought, so we'll park that for the moment. But the reputational damage that has been done to Ballyfermot, I mentioned yesterday that, you know, when Ballyfermot was first built, without resources, without the kind of things that you need to build communities effectively, it was a bit of a Wild West. But it has matured brilliantly over the decades, and we would have thought that maybe this kind of carry-on was behind Ballyfermot, but clearly that's not so.
Yes, but there's also a case around violent reactions in general, and a lot of instances that are happening off camera. And I suppose when it is brought to the forefront, you know, people are kind of saying, look, this isn't normal. You know, they might see individual instances on the road. That's not to say that it's acceptable, but there is a reaction that's happening, and we need to be speaking about that. Is this Gardaí are arriving at the scene? Why are they being met with a violent response? And the likes of community policing, we need to talk about what type of policing we are referencing that we want to be looking into, and what people's responses are. You did reference there to Ballyfermot and Cherry Orchard, and it's a relatively new area. I'd say about 45 years, I suppose, the higher end of Cherry Orchard. And we still haven't had any of the infrastructure in place. I mean, I've said this to you before as well, around the local area plan that's going to bring in 3,000 more houses, and any of the social plans that we had, that the funding was removed. And this is the problem that we keep facing. We have the solutions. We have the ideas. We're all sitting around the table together, and all the vacancy that's there is somebody to drive it, looking for long-term supports from the government. And we will work. And one of those people on the table are the Gardaí. And I was very surprised from the chief superintendent when he said to us that the antisocial piece in the community isn't a Garda response, that it's a social response, and they'll be part of it. But yeah, they're not the only solution, because they can be coming in to mop up the mess. We need to be catching it before it gets to those stages.
Now, you mentioned Cherry Orchard. We talked about that before. We, you know, the car theft and kind of speeding, joyriding, all of that kind of thing, which is going on. But how big a cohort is responsible for that kind of antisocial behaviour?
A minority.
Are we talking about 50, 100, 200 young people? Because you know the way if there's action, and it may be thrilling action when they see guys throwing cars around the place and so on, very watchable, I suspect. And that, of course, will just lead other young people to want a copycat.
Yeah, and this is the thing. So there's probably two aspects to that. There's those that are committing a crime and those that are looking at it as bystanders. And those that are committing it is a very few, I'd say, you know, on the low, very low figures. But those that are watching are high figures, because you are going to stop to look to see what exactly is going on here. And this is the reason why we were, the last time when that had happened in Cherry Orchard and the Minister, Helen McEntee, came out, was because we were saying this is a very bespoke response that's needed. If we can target those families on a continued basis, it will have a huge effect within generations and into the community. But if we're just giving piecemeal and just plasters to kind of these one-off payments to support it, it's not going to have an effect. And if we can put the money in when kids are younger, we'll see the effect within the community. It's a saving method for the taxpayer, because if you do put the money in now, make an effect into people's lives, you aren't putting it in down the road when you're looking for the likes of incarceration or reactionary responses. And I think the minister heard us when she was out, and I think she's coming out this Thursday, and she's going to be giving us a response to that time when she was there. And I genuinely hope that it's a case that we can get the funding and the support that we can to kind of tackle this as a community. Yeah. And that's what we need, you know.
Are people fearful of intervening when they see something like this? Because it's hard to know when we all looked at the video and we saw the banner that was on it about Ballyhale's finest and broken police and all the rest of it, whether that was done, you know, someone rejoicing in what was happening to the Gardaí, or someone who was, you know, making a comment as to the, I suppose, just what was happening, almost a descriptive of it, that it was in Ballyfermot and so on. But would people be afraid to intervene if they saw this kind of thing happening?
Yeah, they would. And I'm from Ballyfermot myself, and I know you kind of would have put your head down before unless you would have had the support, because it's difficult if you don't have a community level of support to stand up to that. And I do think that policy that's been brought through government over the last probably 10 to 15 years has eroded a lot of that support within community. I remember when I was younger, we had the Neighbourhood Watch. And again, as I said, we don't have to do everything that they've done that way, but we can learn from it. And it was very powerful and empowering for the community. My mother and father were out walking the streets to make sure that we had a safe road, you know. But that's called self-policing as well, which isn't a good method. But I do think if we do get the piece to build up community resilience, then we can see people supporting each other. I have known people that came to us and said that they were seen speaking to people,
the question,
and their lives were at threat.
The question of if you, you know, if your neighbour is you know, one of those families that are begetting the troublemakers, are you going to knock on the door and say, your young fella is out there making trouble? I saw him behaving like a gouger the other day. I mean, would people do that? Because you'll never have a policeman or a policewoman on every corner. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and I don't think it's safe to do that as well. And this is the whole thin line between self-policing within the community that I don't think is a good response to do. However, I do think we have seriously brilliant youth services. We've Garda Youth Divisions, and there is always a way to feed into those groups who have those relationships that can go up and knock on doors and say, can we have as a family approach? And this is the aspect that we need in these areas, is if you're dealing just with one person, they're still going back onto that chaotic environment. So then you're losing all of the work that you've done. So it's a type of family. You know, you can be a good family and you can try and give as best as you can, but you might know how to be given those key pieces about building, you know, a son or a daughter who can engage in the community and, you know, within life, to pass on those life skills. And that's the piece that we need to be focusing on, as a family piece. But again, I wouldn't go down the road of, you know, stepping upon themselves to go in and address it. But they can, if we put the structure in place, engage with it and leave the services to be those frontline approaches.
Hazel, thank you very much for joining us. People Before Profit Councillor for the Ballyfermot and Drimnagh Ward, Hazel de Nortoon. Pat Murray, listening to that. Pat Murray, a former detective and author of The Making of a Detective. Pat, I'm sure, like everyone else, you were totally shocked by what you saw on that social media video of the Gardaí being attacked. But were you really surprised?
I'm not surprised, but I would offer a speedy recovery to those two officers. Like, you know, and the nature of policing, you're going to find yourself in situations like that, or you know. So it's not it doesn't surprise me. Now, if you take just a figure from America there in 2020, there was over 60,000 police officers assaulted, like, you know. So it's not an unusual thing to happen. However, there have been very little surveys done on why police are assaulted, you know. And one of the aspects, I think, is that, like, you know, the police officer will always have a... you know, hold maybe a threat to other people of having the ability to use force to resolve a conflict, you know. So once they're in that situation, there is a potential for assault, you know. But look, I have to agree with Hazel there. She spoke a lot of sense in respect of community resilience and having solutions. And there are solutions to the problems. And it's about getting the, from a policing perspective, in my mind, getting a structure and a strategy around the policing that's required for that particular district.
Yeah. Now, if before there used to be, it was a capital crime to kill a police man or woman. The capital nature of that was gone, but it's still life imprisonment if you take a life, be it a policeman or otherwise. But there is something very specific about attacking people who are there to protect us, be they nurses in hospitals or firemen trying to put out a dangerous fire or Gardaí on the beat. Do you think that attacks on those individuals, those kind of individuals, deserve different kinds of justice meted out?
Absolutely. They had this problem in the UK and they brought out a bill, the Protect the Protectors Bill, which, you know, which leads to lengthy sentences for, you know, in the strongest possible terms for those people who assault police officers, nurses, doctors, people in the medical field, firemen, all of that, all those people that provide services for the public. And they would say that this has led to a reduction in this type of assaults. Now, I think, do we have something here? Well, there is a specific, if a police officer is assaulted, I think it's a Section 19 offence that... you know, it carries a different, let's say, badge as it moves through the courts. But it's up to the judge then at the end of the day to assess what is, you know, an appropriate sentence for the person being if they're convicted. But certainly you would look for a mandatory sentence maybe for anyone who assaults a Garda or any of the emergency services, which we all depend on.
Okay,
and
assault
on a guard. Yeah, as a deterrent, because an assault on any of these people is an assault on us as a society. And you have to protect them, and you have to show that these people are there for the good of the community. And if they're going to be abused and assaulted, well, you have to pay the price. That's it, like, you know.
All right, Pat, thank you very much. Thanks very much for joining us. That's Pat Murray, former detective. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.